USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard has now acknowledged that it accidentally shot down a Ukrainian jetliner that crashed earlier this week, killing all 176 people aboard. After the government had repeatedly denied Western accusations and mounting evidence was coming forward that it was responsible. The plane was shot down early Wednesday after Iran launched ballistic missile attacks on two military bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake hit Puerto Rico as the island residents are already reeling from a series of major quakes this week, including one Tuesday that was the biggest in a century. Witnesses say the trembler caused concrete debris from damaged buildings to topple into streets, mainly around the southern area. Hundreds of quakes and aftershocks have shaken the island since the new year, according to U.S. Geological Survey data. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
President Donald Trump has released more information about the potential strikes by former General Soleimani. USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
The White House is considering dramatically expanding its much-litigated travel ban to include countries amid a renewed election year focus on immigration by President Donald Trump. It's unclear exactly how many countries would be included in the expansion, but two of the people involved have said that seven countries, a majority of them Muslim, will be added to the list. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, the spiritual guru and best-selling author, has officially ended her campaign weeks before voting begins, saying she did not want to make it tougher for a progressive to win. She also said she did not believe she would be able to gain enough support in the upcoming contest to make a difference in the race to challenge President Donald Trump. In a post on her website, Williamson said, quote, "We will not be able to garner enough votes in the election to elevate our conversation any more than it is now." Williamson has barely registered in the polls and struggled in fundraising since launching her bid for the presidency. She laid off her entire campaign staff at the end of the year, but continued to appear at campaign events in Iowa and New Hampshire. Her decision leaves 13 candidates remaining in the primary. If you're looking for a cool place to travel in the new year, you can start at our nation's capital. Washington, D.C. topped the New York Times list of the 52 places to go in 2020. The article cites several reasons D.C. beat out other parts of the world like the British Virgin Islands, Bolivia, and Greenland. For starters, there's a long list of the city's free museums. The writer also notes the growing dining scene that offers a wide range of tastes, which are full of international influences. There are also many historic theaters and concert halls. Washington, D.C. is one of only two places in the United States to be listed in the top 10. Paso Robles, California, which is known to wine lovers, ranked sixth. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.